May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is not the verse we're going to teach from, but it is a place of reference as I go to a place in the Old Testament. But the New Testament scripture again, it says, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in this flesh, in this world I live in, I live by literally the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Again, we have a tendency to not listen to the last part of that scripture, and it's imperative to the thing about living by faith. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, not the old me that I used to be, but Christ living in me. And the life which I now live in this flesh, I live by faith. The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. There's this place in chapter 2 of Song of Solomon that talks about rest, entering into rest, which is what the life of faith is about. Even if we're warring with our faith, it's still a warring from a seated position, from a resting place, from a place of victory, not for victory. It's so important we get that down inside of us. We contend from a place, not just from a place. There's a teaching which is really, really good, and I forget, Henderson, is that his name, Shelby, that talks about the courts of heaven. And I know this is just terms. The only thing I would say with what he writes, it's got such revelation, I would adjust to what he says, because he says, instead of fighting towards a battlefield, we should pray toward heaven. I would disagree with him. We spend most of our time, not disagree with him, but I would use a different phraseology. We spend most of our time fighting from a battlefield toward heaven. But we're supposed to pray from heaven toward a battlefield. That's a difference. We're already seated there. So we don't have to pray towards there. We actually pray from there. So we get the heart and the mind of the Lord. I say that just because I think God's wanting to renew our minds about some stuff. All righty? This is Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 3. Speaking of Jesus, the Shulamite says, like an apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the young men. In his shade, the presence of the tree, and what the presence creates, I took great delight and rested, sat down. And his fruit was sweet to my taste. He has brought me to his banqueting table, and his banner over me is love. That place in Galatians 2:20 is so significant, such a great scripture. It's one that most believers who've matured at some level have memorized. It so clarifies the reality of the new creation. It's not just an independent me anymore. It's a Christ living his life in me person. And we're called to live by faith. Scripture says that in Habakkuk in the Old Testament, in Hebrews and Romans, in Galatians in the New Testament. But our faith, he says, we live by faith. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. You see, my faith, childlike faith, rests in the fact that I know he loves me. He's proven how much he loves me by actually giving himself for me. There's really nothing else he can do to prove his extravagant and unconditional love for me and for you. And therefore, my being able to rest in faith is because my inability to sit at the banqueting table. And understand, the banqueting table is all that you have in Jesus, all that's yours in Christ, all that he is, your strength, your power, your anointing, your wisdom, your courage, your love, your ability to forgive, everything that's yours in Christ, that's what the banqueting table is. Kind of like in 2 Samuel 9, when Mephibosheth was brought to David's household. Mephibosheth was scared to death that he was going to be killed because he was Saul's grandson, and it's a long story to have time. In the end, David said to him, I want to show you kindness for Jonathan's sake, your father's sake. And basically the word is, I want to show you my love for you because I've entered into a vow. It's really got nothing to do with your behavior and who you are, but because you belong to Jonathan. The Lord has made a commitment and a vow to love you and me because you're in Christ. There's nothing you can do to undo that. And he invited Mephibosheth to sit at his table and enjoy the king's presence and experience the king's provision simply because he was, quote, in Jonathan, in Christ. And so he was able to rest there, confident that he could receive everything that was his, and now his relationship with the king, and he didn't have to be anxious about it because the king loved him. And it was unconditional love. I pray that prayer every day because the Eucharistic table is a symbol to us of the banqueting table, which is Christ. And that is that you and I get to rest at the banqueting table in the midst of our busy lives. On the inside, we can be at rest, believing him for everything we need in everything that we face, and be confident that he will be faithful. Because the banner over that table is love.
Amen.
We operate under that banner. We pray from that banner. We believe from that banner, resting at that table. We do spiritual warfare with that banner over us being love. It is the foundation of faith. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 6 says, faith works through love. To the degree that you're convinced that he loves you fiercely, practically, and unconditionally is the degree from which you will believe. And steward the fullness of Christ. Amen? So every time we come to Eucharist, he makes that banqueting table tangible. Christ is here. It's his table. It's not just a symbol. He comes to us, bread and wine. We taste and see. We're reminded that all we have to do is just come and receive. And he does that. He makes himself so accessible. Out of his great love for us, in humility, he comes to us. It's just this great reminder of all that's ours in Christ and how we experience it. You just come and receive. You don't earn, you don't deserve, you don't work for, you just receive. Amen? Because once again, he comes. The banqueting table. Thank you, Lord, that your banner over us is love. Well, Father, I just pray that you'd seal your word, cause it to grow deep in our heart, bring forth a 100-fold harvest. In Jesus' name, amen.